Earth and Sky.
I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Thursday, September 7th. A big round full moon lights the sky from dusk till dawn tonight. Tonight's full moon is the closest full moon of 2006. This September full moon resides about 50,000 kilometers, or 30,000 miles, closer to Earth than it did at the year's most distant full moon last February.
The pull of ocean tides is strongest every full or new moon when the Earth, Sun, and Moon are lined up in space. The closer the full moon, the higher the tides. So you can expect higher than usual tides today and in the next day or two. Strong winds could accentuate these tides to create the possibility of flooding along some coastlines in some parts of the world.
Tonight's full moon is special for another reason. The full moon skims through Earth's dark umbral shadow tonight. This partial lunar eclipse marks the only time this year the darkest part of Earth's shadow will fall on the moon's face. Everyone around the world tonight will see a full-looking moon. People in Australia, Asia, Europe, and Africa, but not the Americas, will see the partial lunar eclipse.
By the way, many will call this moon the harvest moon, and you might as well, since it behaves just like a harvest moon. But officially, this year, the harvest moon, or closest full moon to the September equinox, will come in October. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At earthsky.org.